On November 28th, we have the official election for the presidential candidate, so we can elect the new president. And the president that we elected will take office in February, 7th of February. And as of right now, we have 18 candidates that are confirmed from the Electoral Commission to run. And the campaign will officially begin after the October 16th. In Haiti.
And you're hosting a candidate forum on that date in Tampa. Tell us about that.
We are hosting a candidate forums to bring all the candidates in Haiti to Tampa to talk about democracy. As of right now, we have 10 of the candidates that had already confirmed they are coming. And we have invited Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton to come and be a keynote speaker at that event, and a lot of local officials. It's going to be taking place at USF, University of South Florida. They will be hosting this event. And that's the October the 16th and October the 17th, which is the Sunday. All the local Haitian churches and business, we're going to gather together at the Lake Magdalen United Methodist Church. We're going to do a second forums where they're going to have the church going to do a worship, praise, evangel. One of the most popular Haitian band going to be playing for us. Then after that, we will open for question for the public. And the candidates seem to be exciting because that's the first time something like that happened before election. As you might already know, Haiti, there is no really, when it's come to election, it's popularity. Whoever can put most people on the street. But this time we have the opportunity to sit them down and have them present what the project and plan vision is for Haiti, and be able to be questioned by the Haitians that are living in Haiti and the Haitians that are living in the diaspora, which is Haitian abroad, and also by the international community. I think that's very good. That's a good step toward democracy, because this coming up election, it's not like all other election. Haiti have to rebuild, and there are $1 billion at stake. We must have a clear answer from whoever going to be the next leader of what Haiti going to be.
I think the first question that people might think is, why is there a presidential debate happening in Tampa as opposed to in Haiti? How would you respond to that?
The reason is because we have several reasons. The very first reason is because there is a large Haitian living in the Florida area. We estimated close to 1 million Haitian living across Florida. And the economy in Haiti is relying on the Haitian living abroad. And the other reason is because we want to engage with the international community, because the international community is playing a big part in the reconstruction of Haiti. And I think the ideal places to bring them is very close to Haiti. And we have Miami is very close to Miami. It's ideal because of those two reasons.
And when our listeners hear about Haiti, of course, they think about the earthquake. They also think about what's happened in Haiti, especially in 2004, February, when the president was whisked away out of the country. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance that the president would return, or his party, the Lavalas party, are they in this election?
That will be the question you can ask the commission that organized the election, because they're the one that made that decision to let Lavalas win or not win. And when it's come to Aristide returning to Haiti, that's something really up to Aristide. As a citizen of Haiti, I'm thinking he can go back to Haiti anytime he want. That's something that the government of Haiti will need to address. But that's something that's totally separate to this event. That question, we welcome people to come and ask the candidate their opinion and the position in this, and I'm sure they will give an answer. And one thing I forget to mention, one of the reasons we're having this here is to give everybody the freedom of asking whatever question they want to accept, ask without any worries, because I'm sure most people will feel comfortable asking questions here in Tampa Bay area than asking it in Haiti, because Haiti, we are democracy. We're trying to build democracy and teaching about the concept of democracy to Haiti. But I don't really think Haiti really grasped that yet. And that's one of the reasons that we put in this event together, to take Haiti to that level of democracy.
And is there any way that people can find out more, a website or a phone number?
Yeah, the website, it's www.haiti.org. HaitiVotes.com. Haiti Votes, I'm going to spell it. It's H-A-I-T as in Tom, I-V-O-T as in Tom, E-S as in Samuel, .com. And people can contact me personally, Daniel Telusma, and my number is 813-892-9766. We invite people also to go to that website and make a reservation because it's going to be crowded. we're expecting for even close to 1,000 people to show up at that forum. That means do your reservation so we have seat for you and we know you're going to be here.